Chapter 32, 2:20 a.m. When Nicole got about 50 feet from shore, Chase and Rashawn slid down the muddy embankment. Chase waved his flashing headlamp over his head. Rashawn cheered Nicole on as if she were competing in the Olympics. At 20 feet, they both waded into the water, grabbed Nicole under her arms, and dragged her to shore. Chase gently removed her headlamp and handed it to Rashawn. Minutes passed before Nicole was even able to speak. She looked up at Rashawn. "I'm so happy you're okay. I thought you drowned." "I thought you were going to drown trying to save me," Rashawn started crying. Nicole took her hand and started crying too. Chase looked at his watch. He gave them about half a minute, then said, "We have to get off the levee before it collapses. Can you walk?" Nicole stood up slowly. "I'm not sure. My arms and legs feel like noodles." "Let her rest some more," Rashawn said. Chase nodded, but he really wanted to get moving. "Rashawn noticed that your light kept disappearing." Nicole smiled. "I was getting pushed to the other side of the lake by the wind. The only way to get around it was to avoid it. I started to think about what Rashawn had said about the gator sitting on the bottom, riding out the storm. I dove and swam underwater and under the wind. I lost ground every time I come up for air, but not as much as I was gaining. I don't think I would have made it if I'd waited 5 minutes more figuring this out." Nicole turned her head and looked up at the steep bank. "I'm not sure I can make it up to the road." "We'll help you," Chase said. He and Rashawn got on either side and pulled her onto her feet. Nicole tried to stand on her own and would have fallen over if they hadn't caught her. "We can carry you," Rashawn said. "Not up that, you can't." "We'll get you up there even if we have to drag you," Chase said, "but the wind's a lot stronger up on the road." "My legs will come back," Nicole said. "They always have before. How far is it to the farm?" "After we get off the levee, a couple of miles." "My legs feel better already," Nicole said. Chase draped Nicole's arm around his neck, and Rashawn did the same with Nicole's other arm. On the first attempt, they made it halfway up the bank, then stumbled, and all three of them slid back down to the water. The second try wasn't much better, and on the third, they were within inches of the top when Nicole's legs went completely dead. She reeled over backward, taking Chase and Rashawn with her. "Just leave me here," Nicole said. "You and Rashawn go to the farm and get my dad." "Forget it," Chase said. "We're sticking together." Rashawn started massaging Nicole's legs. "That hurts." "Good," Rashawn said. "It's supposed to hurt. Some athlete you are. I got to get the circulation going in your limbs. Push out all the nasty lactic acid poisoning your muscles." Nicole knew all about lactic acid buildup, but she was surprised Rashawn knew about it and what to do to get rid of it. After a long run or a fast swim, the team's physical therapist always gave her a rubdown. "How do you know about lactic acid?" "I told you, you aren't the only athlete here." "We really have to go," Chase said. "We aren't going anywhere until we get some life back into those legs," Rashawn snapped. "If we'd done this in the first place, we'd be off the levee by now." "Rashawn's right," Nicole said. Chase nodded, then looked at Rashawn. "I'll work on one leg, you work on the other."